Welcome to our pre-show for today, the 28th of April. Let me get the microphone over here. Let's talk across it so we're not popping our fucking peas. Popping our peas. I don't think we're popping any peas. I'm looking at the VU meter. I don't think we pop pee. We have another great best of by Rory McLeod. This is Don Berman. And I thought I would roll that out here today because this is the second attempt at this. We wanted to actually roll this. What did we do the Don Berman? Oh, when Bud interviewed Don Berman, then yesterday we had Bobby Dooley, and we started with who? Shit. I never remember one day to the next what the fuck we're doing. That is the truth. Let me see. Schmog. Mark Hinshaw and Ted Bell. Yeah, okay. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right. Let me see what we have here. So this is going to fire off, and boom.
God damn it.
All right. Don, this is Margaret Gray.
Right.
You know, let's back up on this.
No, let's not back up on anything. Don, I would appreciate if you stay on the phone with us so we can finish what it is we're trying to say.
I apologize. Fuck.
And watch the language if you don't mind.
I'm sorry.
All right. Frank and I stumbled across a film, a very unfortunate film last night called Broadcast News. It's unfortunate in that at the time that it came out, it was quite...
I love it. I love it. I fucking love it. All right, man. Not a very long pre-show. So I've been... I got to be honest with you guys. I have been just uninspired. I'm okay. It won't last very long. One of the problems I'm having is I've got a couple of technical issues with the studio that are pissing me off, and it makes it doing the show very, very tough. So I got on the horn today with Adam, and I did a Zoom today with – I had a voice session today where we did a remote. It was my very, very first remote voice session. Even during the pandemic, I've done sessions where I've gone into the studio because I signed the waiver and all that shit. And I go, and I do it in the studio. I just prefer that. And since I've been double vaxxed, I thought maybe I could do this in the studio as well. No, the cats said they want to do it, you know, from my home studio. So with this whole fucking, thank goodness, I just want to say, the cats that I worked with today were so professional. The engineers were so goddamn good. These dudes knew how to navigate around, you know, getting Zoom set up, man, how to deal with everything. So I was just like fucking blown away, man. I was totally fucking blown away. They had their shit totally together. So it made me really feel confident. And, you know, if you're going to do a remote session, I don't know how many of you guys are in the voiceover business. If you're doing a remote session, by God, you know, it really helps to do it with people who know what the fuck they're doing. You know, professionals. What is that, man? Why am I getting like a shadow there or something? That having been said, that was great, but it cut into the day, and I gotta be honest with you, I've been so fucking uninspired lately. There's bits, there's ideas, I got a million of them, but I'm sort of like, coming into the studio is pissing me off because I've got this one issue with the phone, which is like our major, major, one of our major tools. And my phone system has not been the way I want it to be since we got rid of Frontier and we went with Spectrum. Spectrum, you fucking suck. You just fucking suck. And Frontier, I will say this, your phone lines are great. Your service sucks ass. So I'm going to go with your shit fucking service because you have a good landline. Spectrum, your landline is satellite based. And I get fucking slapped back, and I can't goddamn stand it any longer. All right, there. I got that up my chest. I got a really exciting, I'm really, really thrilled with the, we're going to do a best of today. We're going to do a best of Don Berman today. I'm really loving the fact that I can't thank Rory McLeod enough, because this gives us an opportunity to do a much-needed retrospective on a lot of these things. Last week, we did Steve Bozell. And this week we have an opportunity to listen to Don Berman, who was interviewed by Bud Dickman on Monday. So we're going to go with Don Berman here on this here thing right now. And we have our podcast one promo. Okay, real good. All right.